This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Janitors at Denver International Airport went on strike for the second time in 2 months Saturday, but they ended up with a major agreement. The strike began as the airport prepared for a surge in travelers flying out for the holiday. Janitor Roberto Garcia wanted passengers to know about the low pay and workload he and his colleagues face.
We're like doing a job, you know, so that we could keep, you know, the place clean so they could feel comfortable. But they're like, you know, for this company, and they don't want to hire more people, and they're giving us more work.
Later in the day, the workers' union announced it had reached an historic agreement with the janitor's employer, Flagship Facility Services, a $4 hourly wage increase and other benefits paid out over 3 years. The Biden administration says it's considering new protections for the greater sage grouse, a bird that used to be common in northwest Colorado. CPR's Miguel Otrola reports.
Federal protections for greater sage grouse habitat were considered to be the largest land conservation effort in U.S. history. The Trump administration moved to scale back those protections to allow for more oil and gas drilling and mining. The Bureau of Land Management is now reevaluating its plans to conserve sagebrush habitat across 10 states. The agency will consider other threats worsened by climate change, such as drought and wildfires. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate dropped slightly to 5.4% in October, while employers added more than 10,000 jobs last month. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News.